Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Hi, this is Zachary Fortescum. I'm the creator of The Orphans, and I just wanted to thank some of our patrons before we got on with this episode. Veronica Ramirez, Nikki S, Zendrick 42, Naomi Rath, and Andre Pandolfo Damiani. Thank you for your support. You make this show possible.
Yes?
What are you doing?
I'm outside, just having a break.
Why?
Well, I need to collect my thoughts and rest. I'm not like you. My body needs rest.
I don't understand.
Let me think for a second. When I've been working or thinking very hard, my brain, my processor, becomes cluttered. And I can't as easily access the data in my head. I cannot process things as quickly.
Similarly to how I will format discs?
Yes, very similar.
But what is gained by being outdoors?
Well, I look at the world. I can change my view, shift my perspective. And that allows me to forget about everything else. Now my mind to go blank and look at nature and just revel in it.
You mean to say by seeing an exterior, you are not reminded of the responsibilities of the interior?
Yes, exactly. And I can just breathe.
What do you mean?
Well, I can breathe out here.
There is air in the facility. You are able to respire at a perfectly acceptable rate indoors.
It's not what I mean. It's not just getting oxygen into the system. It's more than that.
How?
Well, when I breathe in, I just... I just feel relaxed. And air is crisp and cool. And it puts me at a pause for a moment. I feel like I don't need to think. For a minute, I can relax.
I see. I do not believe that I understand.
Well, we can work on that.
Very well.
Is there anything else that you needed to talk to me about?
Yes, there has been a maintenance problem in the main growing chamber.
All right, better get back to work then. Hi, Stella. I said, hi, Stella. Cleanliest drone, Mark 3846.
Yeah?
I just said hello.
Hello.
Try to be polite.
The first batch of clones had passed phase one with a very high level.
You may come in.
Hello?
It's Xavier Michaels, correct?
That's right, miss.
You're so polite.
You sound surprised.
Your strain isn't known for their manners.
I do pride myself on not being like the rest of my namesake.
Such distinguished language.
Thank you.
Do you know why I've asked you here?
No, I do not.
Do you know what I do?
You are the behavioral analysis officer.
And do you know what that means?
You analyze behavior.
You would think, but not exactly. I am responsible for all of our forces. I need to make sure that our ranks stay in line. Do you understand?
You make sure that we have no delinquents in the ranks.
Exactly. And unfortunately for me, now is a very busy time.
I see.
There are several of our ranks that have flagged up as having the necessary personality traits to rebel, and have exhibited questionable behaviour recently.
And you want me to take the necessary steps?
Oh no, not yet. We need to be cautious when dealing with these matters. News travels quickly among our kind. We don't want to raise too much suspicion. What I need you to do is investigate. I will be keeping in communication with these members, but I need to know what they're not telling me. Is that understood?
With all due respect, investigation is not a Xavier unit speciality.
I know very well what your speciality is, Michaels. If we find that these individuals have become a true threat to our stability, then you will have permission to use your speciality.
Understood.
Good. Take these. These are individuals that we have flagged. I want you to begin immediately. Prioritize three individuals: Laura Evers, Cordelia Laughlin, and Baz Gilroy. Each are in a position to cause serious damage to our infrastructure. They need the most attention.
Of course.
Good. Now, to work.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
What is that sound?
It's music.
Is it not distracting?
No, I like the melodies. They help me focus.
I do not understand how a sound can create concentration.
The brain likes patterns, Jeffrey, and it likes being kept busy. If I can keep my mind busy while I'm doing something quite simple, like fixing a panel, then I won't become bored by the simplicity and be kept focused.
I do not understand this line of thinking.
Well, we have very different lines of thinking. Not everyone is the same. Especially you.
That is putting it mildly.
Was that a joke?
Maybe.
Oh, shit.
What is it?
The power conduit shut down on this one. I need to fix it now, or else we're going to lose one of the Cordelias.
I see.
Oh, it's on top of the tank. I need to climb up. This is not how I wanted today to go.
I am sorry.
Why are you sorry?
I do not know. But I am.
Well, you don't need to be. You didn't do anything wrong.
No, I suppose I didn't.
You know, I really was not built for this kind of exercise.
That is correct.
I don't know if I like your newfound sense of humour.
I fail to see the humour.
Of course you do. Oh, the fuse is fried. I really shouldn't be touching this.
Baz? Baz? Are you all right? Baz? You are in need of medical attention. Baz? Are you able to speak? I'm afraid, Baz.
Shit.
I will call collective rescue. No, no, no! That will take too long. Baz, hold on. I will return.
Sick bay. You need to lie down.
Who are you?
I'm not really sure.
What's your name?
Catherine.
Where did you come from? Are you from the base?
I'm not certain. I just remember coming out of one of those large receptacles.
What?
I was drained out of one. Jeffrey told me I needed to help you.
Jeffrey!
Baz, I'm so happy to see that you're all right.
Jeffrey, what did you do?
What do you mean?
You birthed a clone prematurely.
Yes, I understand, but the circumstances were extenuating.
There's procedures for this. If I'm injured, then you contact the nearest base and they will send a medical team. If you wake up a clone prematurely, then, well...
I am sorry, but I believed that the base was too far. Your condition appeared unstable and therefore time-sensitive. I saw no other alternative.
You panicked is what you did.
I did not panic.
Yes, you did.
I am sorry that I prioritized your life.
Excuse me?
Yes?
You were electrocuted by the interface. You lost consciousness and needed to be resuscitated. Had I not been here, you would have died.
Oh.
I just thought it was worth saying.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry, Jeffrey. Thank you.
You are welcome.
May I cut in?
Of course.
Is it Baz?
Baz Gilroy, that's me.
Well, Baz, you need to rest. The resources we have here will help you heal, but you need to rest.
Understood. Thank you, sincerely.
You're welcome.
Do you mind if I have a moment alone with Jeffrey? Please.
Certainly.
If you exit and walk down the corridor to your right, I can direct you to your quarters. I am able to maintain multiple conversations simultaneously.
Thank you. It was nice to meet you, Baz.
Same to you. Jeffrey.
Yes, Baz?
You know what this means. Surely it's in your guide or something.
Yes.
You know what will happen to her?
I know.
Then why did you do it?
I have already explained this. Because you were in danger.
I know, but... if they find out she was birthed without being properly inducted, then... you know what they'll do?
They will terminate her.
What do you expect me to do now, Jeffrey? You've just traded my life for hers. Do you want me to go into another room and strangle her?
No, do not do that.
I wasn't going to, I was just making a point.
We keep her a secret.
And how do you propose we do that?
Claim that one of the Catherine units spontaneously terminated in gestation. An anomaly.
There are records of these things, Jeffrey. You can't just lie.
I can falsify the logs. Alter them to suit this new chain of events.
What about when we have an inspection? Are we meant to just hide her in the broom closet?
Perhaps.
Perhaps? You've got to be kidding me.
What other option is there?
I don't know. We'll just deal with it when it comes, I guess.
Yes.
Jeffrey, there's something else that I wanted to mention.
Yes?
I think that in light of today's events, I think we might want to consider turning your emotional response down.
I see no necessity for this.
Of course you don't. Because you're looking at things from your perspective. Look at it from mine. You birthed a clone ahead of schedule with no way to induct her. You acted irrationally. Granted, you saved my life, and I will thank you forever. Do you not think that this is an indication that things could go wrong in the future if we don't consider moving backwards?
No, I do not. I understand that I conducted myself in an ill-wrought manner, but I also believe that I can control myself.
Do you really believe that?
I do. In fact, I have been conducting... I believe your term would be introspection. The scripts, subroutines, and processes that make up my... I believe the word consciousness is appropriate.
Consciousness? You believe you're conscious?
I think, therefore...
I am. All right, go on.
They were built into me with a purpose. I do not know what the purpose is, but they were built with it. Therefore, I should be able to conduct myself with them. If anything, I believe we should increase their effect.
Well, hang on.
I understand why you may be cautious about this avenue, and I can agree that this can wait until we have more understanding of how these emotions affect a synthetic being.
Good. Good. Okay. We can do that. We'll wait.
Baz.
Yeah.
I am truly glad you're alive.
Thanks, Jeffrey. You too.
Thank you. Perhaps now you should rest.
I think so. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you so much for listening to The Orphans Facility. You can support the show by heading on over to patreon.com/orphansaudio, where you can get a lot more Orphans content. You can also follow us on social media at Orphans Audio and head over to our website, orphanspod.com, for transcripts, a link to merch, and our Discord. This episode was written and directed by Zachary Fortas-Gaum. It starred Alex Bird, James Barbarossa, Elizabeth Benbow, Amy Kember, Matt Penson, and Jody Stedman. It was executive produced by James Barbarossa, with original music by James Barbarossa.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.